Hey there. Welcome back to Dogs Are Smarter Than People, the podcast that makes your day a little bit brighter. I'm Sean.
And I'm Carrie.
Carrie is an internationally best-selling children's book author.
Sean used to be a cop, but now he's not.
And as usual, we're joined by our dog, Sparty. Sparty's a guy.
We'll be giving dog tips and writing tips, and we always start off with a random thought of the day, which most often happens in bed. So with us, and maybe you'll learn something.
Hopefully.
Wait, maybe not.
Random thought time.
So it's random thought time?
Yeah.
I want to talk about the word brainstorm.
Okay. Go ahead.
Well, that doesn't mean I want to talk about
it. Specifically said,
I want you to talk about the word brainstorm.
It's more accurate, probably.
Okay.
So, what do you want to know about brainstorm?
Do you think that's a weird word?
Yeah, I do. And it actually elicits nothing in common with what it means.
Yeah.
To have a storm in your... How could you even begin to think that you're going to have a conducive thought or anything like a light bulb moment when there's a storm happening inside your brain?
Well, right. It just seems so violent. You know, like, a storm is not peaceful.
Right. It's violent and it's anti...
It's dangerous.
Idea.
It's like, dangerous, man. A storm is dangerous.
I mean, really, a brainstorm is supposed to be like you're searching for that aha moment. How can you have an aha moment when there's like a hurricane in your brain?
It's chaos. Complete chaos. What I think of, because I have seizures, is I think of like neurons firing in like confusion, you know, like the electrical synapses of your brain being overactive, and then like boom, you have a seizure, which I can say because I have seizures, so no one can get mad at me. But do you know what I mean?
I do.
Yeah, it's supposed to be this place where you have ideas. Brainstorm.
Exactly.
Creating ideas. But it's
so what should the real name be called?
I don't know. What do you think? Like, when is it easiest for you to make ideas?
Well, I don't know.
Well, that's not helpful.
I know. Let's brainstorm and see if we
can come up with a new term.
Hold on. For brainstorming.
Brain quiet.
I thought about that, but that's like the same, almost the same thing. Like, you just shut your brain off, so how can you come up with ideas?
Focus.
Brain focused, I think is what you should. Let's do some brain focusing.
That sounds like meditating.
Whatever. Same, that's how you come up with ideas.
Focus.
I had today of selling canned America.
Yeah, Sean had this idea today that he wanted to sell cans of America.
Cans of America.
I guess there's no A on it. It's probably America or something.
It's just like a red, white, and blue can of air. I snorted that.
He did. He totally snorted. I bet somebody already sells cans of America.
Bro, it's America. If they're selling America, then they're selling the wrong kind.
America. Is it America or America?
I don't know.
America.
Now you're just getting in.
Punchy?
Too many different lines. I want to keep it simple.
Well, you know, I'm brainstorming. There's a storm inside my brain, so I'm going to have divergent ideas.
I'm brain focusing.
I'm brain farting.
that I believe.
Oh.
Writing tip of the pod.
So once you have your seed of information and your brain has successfully brainstormed, don't second guess your idea.
You want to write that idea down. If you are a plot first writer, think up questions to flesh out your idea. Like, who's the protagonist? What's she up against? What's her goal? How is she going to get what she wants? And then write it down and do it. Just don't block yourself. Right, Sean?
Right. Brain focus. Like we said. You know what else we said? I'm going to get off track here for one second.
Oh, no.
But that was so funny. The previous section, our random thought. How could anybody not listen to us?
Because we're weird.
Okay. The second thought I wanted to say was, this is a special hip-hop edition.
No.
But it's not like hip-hop music style. It's more like hippity hoppity, Easter's on its way. Because today is, in fact, Easter. Or April Fool's Day.
Are you going to sing the Here Comes Peter Pop Cottontail?
I don't know the words to either Peter Cottontail or Peter Pottontail. But I can't sing it because I don't know the words. Dog tip for life. Okay, today I'm actually going to read verbatim from the blog because it's just so good.
Oh my gosh.
Sparty's dog tip for life. Inspiration is just attention. Notice what's around you. Then ideas will come.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if I could take one more second just to say, when you practice that, it really does work. And I say that based upon what I've seen come out of Carrie's brain while we've just been hanging out any old place.
We don't hang out.
She's watching people. Go ahead, babe.
Wait, I watch people?
Oh, yeah.
Really? Like a creep.
This is not about where you can get ideas from. Wrong podcast. So go ahead.
No, that's true though. Because like, if you're a writer, if you watch people, the questions that they inspire inside your head might inspire a story. Like if I see some girl skipping down the street, but she's crying and she's wearing a retro U2 shirt with high top Converse, I'm gonna like try to make up a backstory for her because I'm paying attention and she's giving me inspiration.
Yeah, people was the word that came to mind, but your phrase is really the real one, to watch the world around you.
Yeah.
If you can be attentive to what's going on around you, then that's where you can get tons of ideas from.
And if you read the blog that goes with this podcast, there's like 5 different ways, if you're a blocked writer, how you can get ideas. But we're not going to go into those right now because we care more about dogs right now, right?
Dogs.
Because dogs are smarter than people.
Oh, yeah, they're both out there sleeping. I can see them. Right in front of the pellet stove.
So right now, the dogs are not paying attention.
No.
Inspiration is attention. They're recharging. You gotta recharge too, right?
Well, they know we do this every Sunday or Monday, and they know we always don't pay much attention to them at the time, so they take a nap. Right?
Yeah.
They're fast learners.
We get to circle back, man, to brainstorm.
Yeah, I tried to get you to do that twice. Some stuff.
Well, I don't know what you're trying to make me do.
Oh, I thought you had something to say after the inspiration is just attention quote.
It was more about, like, writing. Writing.
Well, you're the writer.
I know. I'm obviously not a speaker. But, so, basically, authors can have a really hard time trying to think of stories. And some of them get blocked before they even start writing their story. Sometimes they burn out. Sometimes they think they're not good enough. Sometimes they just don't know where to start. And that lack of a start keeps them blocked, which is unlike dogs.
Dogs are never blocked.
Exactly. And they're always, unless they're sleeping, paying attention, right? And they're getting inspired by their environment and, like, the cause and effect of stuff, like, the fridge opens, bacon is more likely to come to me.
That's just called basic survival.
I know, but people lose that sometimes. Like, we stop paying attention to everything that's around us. We are on our cell phone or our screens, and we're paying attention to that, but we're not paying attention to the space that we're in, the people that we're with, and that's where you get the best information and inspiration.
That you are 100% correct. People should put their electronic devices away when they're out in public and pay attention to what the hell's going on.
Or.
What?
I don't know.
Pay attention to the person they're with.
Yeah, that's
that
good.
Might help too.
Or be like a dog, man, and just like don't care about the screen. Care about what's going on around you.
That's what I just said.
Oh my gosh, can you imagine dogs on cell phones? Like, what would they watch? Like, just squirrels? Like, they just watch squirrels all day long.
But not the real squirrels. The real squirrels would take over the world because the dogs and cats wouldn't be chasing them around anymore.
They could have, like, a UPS driver, post office guy, FedEx YouTube channel. And, like, it's just, like, sparking inspiration all day long. You think that's cool? Everyone heard you drink.
I know, swirling it around.
Oh my god.
Well, I was just laughing because you're getting off track like I oftentimes do, so I thought it was funny.
It's a dog tip for life, man. It's all connected.
Oh, it is.
Alright, I'm hanging up now.
Next time you go outside, lay on the sidewalk and just pay attention to everything that goes on around you.
Sniff weird
just
things.
Like Sparty.
People are gonna get arrested. So for the tips that go with this podcast, the actual written down intellectual tips, go to carriejonesbooks.blog. And you'll find those there under the Dogs Are Smarter Than People podcast page.
What if I accidentally put in carriejonesbooks.com?
Then you kind of have to go to the tab on the left-hand side where it says Dogs Are Smarter Than People, too. It's all connected, man.
I'm glad.
Also on Thursdays, I've started a cooking with a writer blog where we subject Shauna vegetarian recipes every week, and I approach those recipes with the sobbing, angst-ridden humor of a writer. It's quirky. It's funny.
It's funny as hell. What, some of my friends might listen to this blog. So, when you said angst-ridden, that's not like a German dessert.
Oh,
that means she's angst-ridden.
Oh, this is the angst.
So, yeah.
There you go.
I'm eating out a lot on Thursday nights.
No, you're not. You're eating all the vegetarian food. Don't be a poser. Be authentic.
They've all been good. They've all been really good.
Say it eight more times. They've all been good. They've all been good.
How many?
Eight.
How many times have we done it? Or gonna do it?
It doesn't matter. You just remain. So you have to, like, reinforce how awesome it was so people realize that you're just being a lying pooper.
She's an incredible cook. And I don't know if she can get it across on her blog. But if you can replicate how she seasons foods,
oh, no.
You will never go wrong. I swear to God.
So all of that
always comes out awesome.
Zach Carey Jones books. Stop blog.